Another highly original initiative in the prodigious first year was the Tintookies, a show comprising as many as 60 large puppets based on the techniques of a Hungarian puppet maker, Igor Hitzka. He was engaged by the Trust as puppet master for Peter Scriven and his company, the Marionette Theatre. The spectacular presentations of the Tintookies told of the adventures of characters based on native animals and captivated audiences with shows such as Little Fella Bindi and The Magic Pudding. Justin McDonald describes the eccentric Scriven and his success.
The Trust said, "We will give you backing if you become, in effect, our creature." And Scriven's attitude was that the Trust were there, you know, they were his servants. And he had no doubt that the Marionette Theatre was every bit as important as the opera or the ballet, and indeed, as he could demonstrate in terms of the numbers of people who attended, a great deal more popular than the opera was. So they continue touring the big Tintookie shows up until the mid-70s and taking them abroad to endless tours of the Indian subcontinent and Burma and places like that. These were big shows. These were shows that played to 1,500 people twice a day. He was right. There were more people going to see the Tintookies than were going to see the Australian Opera. It was very traditional marionettery. What I suppose was new about it was that Scriven's genius was to take this ancient art form and make it Australian by using great Australian stories. I suppose the thing that everyone remembers is The Magic Pudding, a great Australian story with Australian voices.
Excuse me.
I've got some shoes, shoes to kick my heels in. I've got two legs for prancing and a tummy to put my meals in.
Oh, food. Oh, Mr. Lindsay, didn't you say something about feeding? What can I do about... steak and kidney. I can smell steak and kidney pudding. In the bush? Oh. Steak and kidney. With onions.
Onion, bunion, corns and crabs, whiskers, wheels, and handsome cabs.
Now, no more nonsense. Let's get on with lunch.
He smells delicious.
Beef and bottles, beer and bones, give him a feed and end his groans.
Albert, you're splashing your gravy again.
Yeah. Where's your manners?
Where's yours, Guzzle Guts? Guzzling away and not offering him a slice? What's your name, Potato Face?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Bunyip Blue Gum, at your service.
Don't mind him, matey. But if it's introductions all around, this here's me mate, Sam Sawnoff. My name's Bill Barnacle, and that there pudding we calls Albert. It soothes him. And seeing as he's asked you, how about a nice hot slice of him?
Well, if you're sure he won't mind.
Nothing this pudding likes more than offering pieces of himself to strangers.
How very polite.
Politeness be sugared, politeness be hanged. Politeness be jumbled and dumbled and banged.
The gravy's delicious. It is indeed a remarkable pudding.
Mr. Blue Gum, it's a magic pudding.
Well, I realised that he was somewhat unusual. But magic?
The more you eat, the more you get. Me and Sam have been eating away at him for years, and not a mark on him. Hop in and have another slice, matey.
Delicious.
You can't go just as we've begun.
What are we going to do?
Well, mates, seems like we just keep on going and chance to fate. Albert, put your basin on straight like a little gentleman. Don't use bad language. And hi-ho for the open road.
Bun-faced lump of old whale blubber!
I should be proceeding along this road also. Perhaps I might...
All company welcome, matey. Mr. Lindsay? Hey, pay some attention, will you? Hey, you, parrot face! You're going to let them go off dragging me all over the world like a sack full of beans? Get me out of this!